What is up, you guys? Welcome back to the Big Bait Saga's Big Bait Podcast. This is going to be episode number 11. In this episode, we're going to be talking about a few things, one of them being bait making. When I talk about bait making, I don't mean bait making to make a profit, starting a business like so many have done recently. When I talk about bait making, I mean bait making purely out of necessity. So one of the main reasons why somebody might want to get into bait making is because they have a place that they want to fish, or they have an area that they want to fish, and anything in their arsenal doesn't, what they have in their current arsenal is not capable of doing what they want a bait to be able to do, or where they want to put a bait, or how they want a bait to act or react. So that's one of the big reasons why people get into bait making, is out of necessity. What a lot of people do not understand is that bait making is a lot more expensive and time consuming than it's put out to be on the internet. When people see a new rise in a bait maker come up, they might say that is ridiculous, the price that they're selling it for, or how come they're only doing limited drops. The reality of the situation is making baits is very difficult. It takes a lot of time. It takes a lot of money. It takes a lot of resources, a lot of prototyping, trials and errors. And it's definitely not easy. So what a lot of people will think is, oh, I'll just make a bait. They're like, oh, maybe a Roman made mother is too expensive for what they're trying to do. And they want a giant glide, so they might go off on an adventure and try to make a glide bait. Turns out they spent $300-$400 just buying mold supplies to make a mold of their master. And then they got to buy resin, and then they got to buy hardware, buy paint, buy an airbrush, and the list goes on and on and on of the necessities that you need in order to make a productive bait. So I have dabbled in bait making myself. A lot of people might know, and a lot of people might not know, but I did make a giant bluegill bait about a year and a half, 2 years ago. And the reason I made that bait is because there was a bait on the market called the Black Dog Baits Bubba Shellcracker. That bait is a very famous bait. It has a lot of history behind it. However, the Bubba Shellcracker has been very hard to get the past several years. I wouldn't say it's been discontinued the last several years, but there definitely hasn't been any drops that I'm aware of, aside from the Big Bass Dreams collaboration. So the baits were going in the $200-$400 range secondhand from people that either wanted to flip the bait or they just thought the bait was worth that. And anyways, due to that bait being so rare, and due to the fact that I have a passion for giant gill baits, and I believe giant gill baits are very important in trophy fishing, we can get into that a little bit later. But due to that simple reason, I decided to go ahead and make my own giant bluegill wake bait. However, I decided to do it differently. I decided I wanted to make a bigger gill bait, bigger than the Bubba. I wanted to make it without a tail. So this has nothing to do with being natural, this wake bait. I wanted to make it without a tail. I wanted to make it bigger. I wanted to make it wider. And I wanted to make it available for me, meaning I would not have to spend $300-$400 to buy a bait that I had no clue how to even really fish or where to apply it yet. So anyways, I got into this bait making thing. I went to Michael's Arts and Crafts. I bought a block of basswood, a couple knives. All that initial startup cost me around like $40-$50 just to buy a block of wood, some carving knives, a little carving set, and that's it. And I bought a couple sheets of sandpaper too. And that was the initial investment. So the first go around, the gill bait just looked terrible. I had no clue how to carve gills. I had no clue how to carve eyes. I had no clue how to do anything really. I just saw videos online, and while those videos are helpful, the videos that you watch online are nothing compared to actually sitting down and doing it yourself. You can watch channels like Marling Baits and Solar Fall Baits and several others that are out there, and they teach you quite a bit of the technical side of things, but the physical side of things like carving, learning how much pressure you need to apply, all of that is really just trial and error. So I must have went through 3 or 4 blocks of wood before I ever even carved a bait that was decent enough that I thought that I could mold. And even after that, I had never had any experience molding a bait. I have never had any experience dealing with silicone, resin, anything like that. So I went out, I bought like $300 worth of materials on Alumilite. I bought silicone high strength 2. I bought some of their RC3 resin. I bought a whole 5-gallon bucket of micro balloons that I still have to this day, because somebody out there said I needed a lot of micro balloons, and I thought they meant a lot. So I went out and bought a 5-gallon bucket. So it was like probably $300-$400 that I spent just to make one single bait that I didn't even know was going to work out. So I invest all this money. I had my wooden master carved up to a decent point. And mind you, this bait is still not even where I wanted it to be in the first place. I've not worked on the bait since. So I carved out a bait that I thought was decent enough, probably not even worthy of molding, and I decided to mold this bait. So I wasted a lot of silicone doing trial and error, wasted a lot of resin. I actually had to buy a second batch of resin, and I only molded it one time, and that one time it worked, but I did waste a lot of silicone by not measuring properly, and I overmixed a lot more silicone than I needed, and that's how I wasted a lot of it. But the good part about silicone is you can cut it down and you could put it back into new molds to save up space. Anyways, the point of this whole entire story, kind of got on a little side rant. The point of this whole entire story is that getting into bait making is not cheap. You will have to spend lots and lots of money if you want to do it. You might think it is all easy and straightforward. Carve a bait, mold it, you're good. You can start making hundreds and hundreds of dollars. That's just simply not the case. I probably have over $400. I have over $400 in making this first gill bait. I was able to use some of those materials. Like I said, the micro balloons, a little bit more silicone I had left over. But overall, the initial investment I made was over $400 just to make one bait that's not even refined at all. Anyways, I ended up taking that bait out on probably like the second or third day I actually ever used the bait. Seriously, this was my first time ever using the bait, which is like putting it on a serious trip. Before that, I only took it to ponds. And I ended up catching my PB, which was 11.5 pounds on that bait. And that taught me so much when it comes to buying baits out there on the market, which is why I'm a big advocate of not buying into hype baits or well-marketed baits. That bait that I made was so crude. I had a Harbor Freight airbrush that was like $15. I used like 50 cent, I don't know how much they are. They're like little testers brand paint. It's like 10, 15 cents, maybe 50 cents for one little jar. I used that paint, several different colors to mix and create the colors I needed. And I used a urethane wood sealant as the clear coat. I used screw eyes. I think they were actually official screw eyes, but if not, they were just screw eyes from Home Depot. I did experiment around with those screw eyes for a couple other baits that I made in the past. And I used the acrylic that I used for the lip was from a previous job that I had working at, believe it or not, Chuck E. Cheese. I used a freaking piece of acrylic Lexan from one of the games that had broken, and cut it down, made it into a lip for that bait. So this is the most bootleg bait you could think of. You could see it on my Instagram page. It was about 8 and a half inches long with no tail, about 2 inches wide, a little bit more than 2 inches wide. It's about 10 ounces. The cheapest paint you could think of. No eyes. It had no eyes on there. Cheap hardware. And all around, this bait just wasn't the deal. It's still not the deal. And I went out and I caught an 11 and a half. So what that taught me was that circumstances, spots, location, time of day matter a whole lot more than the fancy bait you're fishing with. I do, however, believe that the action on the bait matters a lot. So profile and action is what I think matters the most. So because the bait was so wide and because the action on it was so, it had a nice deep resonating knock, almost like you would get out of wood, I believe that all played into the factor of why the bait works. But it completely taught me that buying a pretty bait that's marketed really well, that might fetch $200-$400, is definitely not necessary to catch big fish. There are a lot of baits out there being sold for well over what I think that they would be worth. I'm going to be completely honest with you guys because I don't think a lot of people know this. You can buy resin in bulk and you can probably finish a bait that is around, you can probably, once you have the mold, once you have all that initial investment, all the hours you put into it, you can probably make one bait with $10 to $15 worth of resin, if not cheaper. That is about the size that I mentioned. So that doesn't mean that they're worth that much, because you got to consider there's a lot of time that goes into this. There's a lot of sanding. There's a lot of preparation. There's a lot of drilling, lip slot cutting. A whole bunch of stuff goes into it besides just the material cost. So there are baits that are worth that $100 price tag, even though the materials might have only costed $20 to $40, simply because the hours, the time, the prototyping, etc., etc. But the main point that I wanted to get across in this video is making baits isn't cheap. If you want to get into it, you're going to have to invest a lot of money, and it's definitely not for everybody. You don't need any talent at all. I hear this all the time. People say, I wish I was an artist, or I wish I had the talent like you do. You really do not need talent. You just need to be willing to put in the time, dedicate yourself to getting better, and you'll eventually be able to carve and build a decent bait. Anyways, guys, I hope you enjoyed this little short episode. It's just a small little discussion slash rant on bait making. Why I did it, why I believe a lot of people do it, and why things are the way they are when it comes to bait making. Anyways, guys, until next time, later.